people want to know if I could recommend fiction, some novels that have had a big impact on me that I would really recommend. It's hard for me to find only five because there are so many. One of my favorite writers of all time is Fyodor Dostoevsky. I love all of his novels. I've read everything he ever wrote. But my personal favorite is a novel called The Possessed. It's sometimes translated as Demons. It is such a powerful, such an exciting, such a weird, interesting book. Anybody who doesn't enjoy that book, something is wrong with them. I highly recommend reading The Possessed by Dostoevsky. Another favorite writer of mine in the 19th century is Gustave Flaubert. He's really an amazing writer and he's influenced me a lot. He had an expression in French called le mot juste. He would spend hours and days trying to find the one word, the perfect word that he was looking for. He was a very slow writer, which is something I share with him, although I'm not on his level. Anyway, his most famous book is Madame Bovary, and it's a great book, but the one that I would really recommend is called Sentimental Education. It's one of those epic books that covers this huge part of French history, this moment in time, and it's really exciting, a really great book. One of my favorite writers growing up, who I'm writing about right now, is the writer Franz Kafka. Wrote very strange, weird, surreal books. And I think Metamorphosis is something that everybody should read. It's so strange. It's so entertaining. It's so disturbing. I'm not going to tell you what it's about. You'll have to read it. I would highly recommend that. Virginia Woolf is one of my favorite writers, and I've read many of her, not everything, but most of her novels. And one that I'm writing about in my current book that perhaps is my favorite is a novel called To the Lighthouse. Really, really beautiful book. It's pretty short. It's only about 220 pages long. It's a little bit difficult. It's a little bit experimental, but not as experimental as some of her other work. It's really a powerful book. I think it's truly sublime in how it conveys the passage of time, how it conveys family and mortality. Very moving, very powerful book. I would highly recommend that. And then for more modern times, a book that I would recommend highly is a book called The Invisible Man. The author's name is Ralph Ellison. It's a book written, I believe, in the very early 50s. It may have been in the late 40s when he wrote it. He's an African-American writer, and it's a really fantastic book, very entertaining, and it's very disturbing at all. And it'll give you, if you're not African American, as obviously I'm not, it gives you a very, really powerful perspective on what it was like to be black in America in the 40s. It's got some scathing portraits in there of some white liberal characters who want to help the black man, etc. It's a very weird book. It's like a wild ride. It's like an adventure. It takes you in all these different directions. The beginning has a scene that's so powerful, like it'll stick with me my whole life. That would be a book I highly recommend. So to reiterate, The Demons of the Possessed by Dostoevsky, Sentimental Education by Flaubert, Metamorphosis by Kafka, To the Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf, and The Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison.